97.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good and His mercy endures forever. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight, and I believe that the table is set and Jesus Christ already invited us to come and eat. I want to let you see this, that the enemy is going to be frustrated tonight, because whether the devil likes it or not, your life will change. Now, our destiny is not dependent on what the devil says or what the political atmosphere says, what the economic atmosphere says. Everything is determined by God that put us here. And God has already planned everything to make it work for you. So I'd like you to listen very carefully. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you because you are our King. You are our Lord. You brought us into your kingdom so that you can satisfy us, because the kingdom is able to do everything for the citizens. And we bless you for it. We exhort you for it. And Father, we are asking, oh God, that your word will go forth tonight in power. And Lord, you will use this tongue to declare your word in the mystery and in boldness. And I decree the spirit of revelation and understanding to rest upon every hearer tonight. Lord, that at the end of this program, no life will remain the same again. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for everything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, beloved, I remember we've been talking about the kingdom principles for reigning in life. And I want you to know that the intention of the Almighty is that every kingdom citizens reign on the earth. You reign over sickness, over disease, over poverty, over lack, over frustration, whatsoever God has not provided through the finished work. God wants you to reign over it. God is a God of peace and joy. And I want you to know this, that the kingdom citizens reigns by the principles of the kingdom, not by chances. Now, the principles I'm talking about, they are the guiding rules that govern the operation of a thing. Now, when you violate the principles, it frustrates you. When you agree with the principles, it exalts you. Now, the principle of the law of gravity will make you to fall if you don't obey it. When you obey the principles, now you are stable. Now, the principles of the law of gravity says, if I put my table in my bathroom, it stays there. It has to obey me. The table will not just say, well, I'm not supposed to be in the bathroom. No, you just follow me there and sit down there. That is the law. Now, many times, we don't really know that the gospel of salvation saves you and prepare you for heaven. But the gospel of the kingdom prepares you to live a victorious life on the earth. So if you know the gospel of salvation and you don't know the gospel of the kingdom, you may have a lot of flaws in your life. So when Jesus Christ came here, he was preaching the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that was why he was always telling them, saying, you guys, you need to repent, for the kingdom of God is already here. When you seek first the kingdom of God and God's way of operation, God's ways of doing things and being right. Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified Version. God's ways of doing things and being right. That is, if you know and you operate the principles of the kingdom of God, he said, all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, everything people are dying for will begin to die for you. And that's it. Because many times people think, if I can pray, God will do something. It doesn't work that way. Prayer, we open your eyes to the principles. it will not do it for you. Prayer will open your eyes to the principles, and when you take step of faith based upon the principles, then the wonders, the miracles, your desires are delivered to you. Let me open your eyes to this. Peter said to Jesus, "We have toiled all night." Jesus Christ says, that means Luke chapter 5 verse 5. He said, Jesus Christ said, "You don't have to toil. Just launch into the deep. And Peter said, "Okay, now, we have done everything, it's not working, but at thy word we will let down the nets." Now watch this. There was a skill in place. Peter was a fisherman. Now, it be very difficult for Jesus Christ to bring the fish into the net of somebody that is Bartholomew. He was not a fisherman. Matthew was a tax collector. Now, many times, I have seen believers that are doing nothing and they expect a miracle to happen in their living room. Oh, I've been praying. Now, that must be a skill in your hand, and nobody is born empty. Everybody is born with something. It's just because you did not capitalize on what is inside of your life. You think somebody is better than you. Now, look at this one. There was a net. He had something, he has equipment in his hand. And then there was now obedient to the word of God. At thy word, I will let down the net. Now, can I just show you this one? There was sea. Now, what of if Peter was in a sitting room and Jesus Christ said, "Launch into the deep"? Where would be the deep? Among his furniture? Now, I have seen people fasting and praying, and they are not in the place to let down their net. Now, you see, we are talking about the principles that make your faith works. The principle of the kingdom that changes your story. Now, we were talking like last week, and we said you have to develop your creativity and maximize your gift. You remember that? We said you have to refuse to be limited by your situation and your location. We said don't allow people's opinion to stop you. And then we said be adventurous. Now, we are talking about something that we make it work again tonight. And it's number one tonight is you have to walk in joy and not under depression. Let me tell you, depression is the key to oppression. You cannot be depressed and not be oppressed. I remember the Bible says, with joy, Isaiah chapter 12 in verse number 3, he said, with joy you will draw water out of the well of salvation. Now, for some of us that know what well is all about, well is something you dig down into the ground, and when you find water, you get a container to get it through a long rope. Now, watch this. The Bible says salvation, what you need is inside your salvation, but it's deep. You need to draw it with joy. The rope to get that your desire is joy. Without the spirit of joy, you are limited in your result. Now watch this. Bible said in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12, he said, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace." He said, "The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing." That's strange things happening. "And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." He said, when you go forth in joy, and you will be led by peace. He said, mountains will begin to break forth into singing. They can't stop you. No situation can delay you. Because the spirit of joy give you energy to achieve greatness. Oh my God, you need to just listen to me today. Now, Nehemiah said, he said, despite the fact that we have Sambalas, we have Tobiah, we have everybody standing against us, he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. What the enemy is after is not the miracle you are asking God to do. It's not your healing. It's not your breakthrough. It's not your deliverance. No. It's after your joy. Because he knows that if your heart is troubled, he will get access to speak to you so that you can doubt God's word. The Bible told us, he said, God himself operates in a kind of a way when the enemy comes against his children. That is the way he operates. He knows the enemy will always want to attack you. It's not new to him. But he knows by the spirit of depression, you can't hear from him. You don't know the step to take. See what he said here. He said in Psalm number 2, verses 1 to 4. And I believe somebody is hearing me today because you think things are not working. I don't know why things are like this. And when you meditate on that, you already license the devil to put depression into your spirit. Amen. Watch this. Why do they eat the rich? I'm reading Psalm 2 verse 1 to 4. And the people imagine a vain thing. Can you just see how many people sit down every day and they are imagining things that will never happen?
Amen.
And it looks so real to them to an extent that it looks as if God is too small. Each time you meditate on what God didn't say, you make God smaller than your situation. And many times you don't know that it's a God that is above you, that his power is towards you.
Amen.
Come on now, you get that.
Amen.
He said the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their curse from us. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Now listen to this. The good news here is God knows the way he dealt with the enemy. He laughs at them. These guys are confused. Now, don't ever think that God has never seen war before, that you are the first person that is going to see something. I mean, standing against your plan. The first plan God had for man was man to live forever in the Garden of Eden. The enemy came so fast into those plans. God didn't go into depression. He laughed at them. That's what the Bible showed us here now. Now, and you are seated with the same God in heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So when there is a challenge, instead of allowing depression, laugh. Just laugh. Let your goals fight. Just laugh at it. Now, but Bishop, it doesn't look like that. It must not look like that. Otherwise, you are not operating faith. Now, you have to operate faith by laughing at those situations because that is how God wants you to react to it. Now, I was reading this scripture years ago and it ministered to me. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 47. I know somebody is hearing me tonight. He said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with the gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And verse 48 said, he said, therefore thou shalt serve thy enemies. Wow! Many times, what takes the joy of people are things that you cannot change. Those are the things that already happened in your past. And the enemy is bringing it to your mind all the time. But it already happened. Now listen to this. Even if you kill yourself, it's beyond you now. You can't change it. It's already happened. And the enemy uses the past to take away people's joy. And many times, he uses things only God can handle. And it makes them to be depressed. I don't know whether you are getting that.
Yes.
Things that you can't even contribute nothing to it.
Nothing.
You can't change it. For example, somebody is angry for the kind of parent they give birth to him or her. What can you do about that? Even if you kill yourself, your parent is still your parent. Your father is still your father. Your mom is still your father. Even if you change your name. Even if you change your color. They are still your parent. Now, the point now is, when you come into a place whereby it's only God that can handle the situation, then let him handle it. Many times, we never trust in his love. So, we get worried. And the enemy uses that against us. The Bible told us about Jesus. He faced situation when he was here too. But he set the joy ahead of him. Set the joy ahead of you consciously. He said, because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. When you see people that are so depressed, people that are so frustrated about life, you have seen somebody that have already allowed the enemy to kill their joy. They have allowed the enemy to kill their vision. They have allowed the enemy to kill their dream. If your dream is still alive, you will run after it. Can I just share this with you? Do you know that, Sister Jane, if you just come from work and you are so tired and you just, maybe you just crash on your sofa, on the couch, and you say, I am not going anywhere today. Maybe your best friend just call you and they say, I just want you to come to me. And you say, my friend, I can't come out again tonight. I have been working since morning. I just want to just rest. And just as you said that one, the person just say, okay, I'll be in your house then. Okay, you can come if I'm not sleeping. Maybe we'll talk. And the next 1 minute, your phone rang. And somebody just said, is this John? Yeah, this is me. We're going to have a check of $10,000 for you, and we'll be closing in 5 minutes. But if you can pick it up tonight, we'll give it to you. But if you can't come tonight, then we'll be about two months, and then we'll bring it to you. Now, something just surged inside of you. Say, $10,000? Now, that strength you thought you don't have suddenly comes. So you moved out. The moment you go out, your friend comes in. And he just said, where are you? But you say you don't go out anymore. Now, your friend may feel offended that you lied to him, but you didn't lie to her. Now, it's just because there is no vision to run after. You are tired because there is nothing else to run after. Set something to run after. Think about the goodness of God. Meditate on his testimony. Look at the way he preserved your life. Joseph was an example. He was stripped naked of his glory and his color, his position. But he has a different attitude. He can see the future. He can see the dream. God showed him when he was in his father's house. He saw that the moon and the stars are coming to bow before him. So when he saw the glory ahead, he did not allow depression of what Potiphar's wife did to him to disturb him from doing what God wants him to do. Joy comes when there is a vision. Joy comes when you know you are loved. Joy comes when you know the word of God is alive. Praise the Lord. Number two principle you need to know tonight is determine to learn something new. Determine to learn something new. Now listen to this. I don't care how much you think you have learned. It is not all that you ought to know that you have already known. There are still things that you have not known yet that you need to learn about. I don't know whether you are getting that. Now, it is not just your environment that limits you in life. It is your thinking. And your thinking is based on what you know now. You need to grow beyond your environment by learning something new. Concentrate on reading more than where you are. You see, every man's destiny is in his mind. The more your mind is expanded, the more your environment is expanded. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now, let me show you this. I read a story about a Japanese fish called koi. And see, this fish grows according to the size of the container. If you put it in a small bowl, the size of that fish for 2 years will be the size of the bowl. If you, put this fish in a bigger bowl, the size increases. That means the environment determines the size. And let me tell you, your environment is not where you live. You don't know my zip code. Everybody has been saying that one for 3 years. Why don't you just change the song? The environment is not your zip code. The environment is your mind. You can change the container. Listen to what one of the wisest person on the earth said in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. He said, a wise man we hear and we increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Ask questions about what you are doing, and ask questions on how to improve yourselves. There are people God has put around you to help you. It's just because you never talked. Concentrate on your possibilities and not on your failure. Spend time on your gift and not on your shortcomings. That I've never met anybody on this side that doesn't have a flaw, that doesn't have a mistake, that doesn't have an handicap. But there is nobody on this side that doesn't have an excellent gift. Everybody carries something. Now, if you don't concentrate on what you have, and you are concentrating on what somebody else has, then you have a problem. You can ask questions on the action you are about to take from the people that have gone ahead of you. The key to greatness is asking questions and adding to your own life. Now, do you know what I've discovered, my beloved? When you try to contribute to help others and not just rely on what you can take from people, you become a problem solver. Now, everybody wants to take. Yeah. Only few people want to affect other people. It doesn't matter. If only a little smile you can put on somebody's face, everything is not money. If it's only a smile you can put on other people's face, you have changed a life. Right. And that is coming back to you as a blessing.
Amen.
That's what people don't know. Everyone I've ever read about, every great people that's ever lived, they are problem solvers. Amen. And the problem that you solve today makes you an asset tomorrow. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing right now. You can start contributing in your own level to somebody. Read about what you are doing to heart to somebody so that you can improve it. If you don't improve yourself, fasting and prayer will never take that place. Take for example, you are, oh yes, I know God is going to do something. Everybody is going to school, you never go. And you are praying to be the director of Baptist South. Who will put you there? If they put you there, you run your place down. Now, it's true you want to be a medical doctor. I know. Thank God for that. But you never took a form. You want to be a big businessman. You've never read something about how does business run. That's why the last money you put together and you started the business died. It's not the devil. You don't know the principle of how this thing runs. It's just like you, because you have been flying an aircraft, you've been flying Delta all your life, does not make you a pilot. They won't give you an aircraft to fly because you are a gold member. No, you are still a member, not a pilot. There are two different things. Praise the Lord. If you want to fly that aircraft, go to school and learn it. Now, you don't have to know everything. There are schools that we go to, informal school, because we learn from other people that knows what we need. And that is why you can be a champion in the kingdom of God without the word of God. Now, number three, that's why I'm closing tonight. Your mouth is the key to your destiny. Your mouth. Your mouth. Your mouth. Your mouth. Now listen to this. If you have never seen something that kills easily, it's something that is just below your nose. I'm going to say that one again. If you have never seen something that kills so easily, it's something that is just below your nose. And if you have ever seen something that changes people's life positively, it's still the same thing that is below your nose. The Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his leaves shall he be filled. That is Proverbs 18:20. The Bible told us, it said, you are justified by the word of your mouth, and you are condemned by the word of your mouth. So your mouth is the door to your destiny. You can change anything on this earth with your word. In fact, my discovery is this, that your word sets the law of the spirit in motion. Let me show you this. Jacob and Esau were talking one day, and Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "What would that one do to me?" Now, there was no attorney. Come on, listen to me, saint.
Yes, sir.
There was no document signed. It was just exchange of words, and God signed it. Now, in other words, it is your mouth that ratifies your destiny. Somebody may be saying something against you. It depends on your ratification. The word of the Lord told me this. I was looking into the scripture in Psalm 45 verse 1. The Bible says, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. In other words, everything you say is a signature to what you desire. God has said it. It needs a ratification from your side. When you say the same thing God is saying, you ratify it. My study in the Word of God told me, Satan couldn't kill Jesus. Jesus have to ratify it, that I will die, on the third day, I'm going to rise.
Amen.
Now, it's a ratification. The Bible says, it's by the determinate counsel of God that he died. He said, I have the power to lay down my life, I have the power to take it. Now, if not that Jesus can ratify it and confess it, it will be impossible. Now, I want you to know that the same Jesus said, I have given you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversary will be able to resist or gainsay. That is Luke 21 verse 15. I have given you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversary will be able to resist or gainsay. So that means cancer can kill you. Diabetes can kill you.
Amen.
I don't know any infection can kill you. keep on saying, it may not look like it when you start saying it, but keep on saying. In fact, can I just tell you, write a letter to yourself if nobody is talking to you. Write a letter to yourself what you are capable of doing by the word of God. Write it, mail it, and take it from your box and read it to yourself as if. I remember one time somebody said, I lost my job. I said, Sesu. He said, I said, you can't lose a job in the kingdom of God. I said, he said, they sent me away. I said, I'm going to take you back. And I wrote a letter and I signed it. I said, in the name of Jesus, you are taken back. Because he was fired unjustifiably. And God rearranged things at the corner back. Now, that is how the kingdom works. The kingdom is under the king. So you have to take out the vocabulary of I can't, I won't, I should have, would have, everybody's looking at me, I don't know, I'm not good for anything. You are good for everything. You don't send yourself here. God sent you here. Believe in God's word just as you will believe in your own word. Because you and God, you are one. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. And maybe somebody is hearing me tonight and you just say, oh, Bishop, I wish I should just activate this in my life. It's so easy. The first thing that must happen to you is that you must belong to the family. If you don't belong to the family, all these things that I'm talking about look as if I was talking about. Because it is only given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God when you are saved. And it's so easy. You don't pay a dime for this. It has to come from your mouth, from your heart, and you have to confess it with your mouth. And you want to just say, Bishop, don't close this broadcast until you pray for me. I am ready to pray with you right now. And I want you to confess this word from your heart and say it with your mouth. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I give my life to you. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Jesus, live your life through me. From today, oh God, my sins are forgiven and I'm washed completely by the blood of Jesus. Now I'm a child of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. What a breakthrough. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as you have given your life to Jesus, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will strengthen you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the next step right now is you have to come to church so that you can grow in your new faith. And I'm believing God with you that this service tomorrow is another opportunity to get to another level. See you at the top. God bless you. Amen. What a night. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Praise Amen. God.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop. Mm. What an awesome word from the Lord. Thank you. That was truly a blessing. I'd like to welcome our listening audiences. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd love to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services. There's an early service at 8 a.m. That service will start at 8 a.m. It's early, but you can come because we'll give you a ride. The second service is at 10 a.m. So if you want to make one of those services, just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is, the theme is uncommon success. Now, we all want to be successful. So come out and see what God has for you in the area of uncommon success. You can take your success tomorrow. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, give us a call. We have an early service at 8 a.m. and we have a second service at 10 a.m. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, we'll be right back with that moment of change, but before that, we have the Williams brothers on the way with Cooling Water. Stay right there. We'll be back after this.
And mercy, it's in
Right, that was way back, the Williams Brothers, Cooling Water. We are back live in the studio with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And yes, we want to see you tomorrow. Come out to one of our services. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's that early service. If you'd like to get up early, come out and worship with us. Or you can come to the second service at 10 a.m. Either way, we want to see you there, and we'll give you a ride if you need one. Just give us a call at 904-646-8210. That's 904-646-8210. Now, the moment of change is still coming, but just before we get into it, I just want to introduce our Destiny Fulfillment family that's here in the studio. We, of course, have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here with us tonight, and Brother Clarence is here with us tonight. Now, we want to give a shout-out to Sister Thunder, who couldn't be with us tonight, but she still cannot escape our love. Amen. Sister Thunder, we're sending much love to you from the Fulfillment family right here on your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. God bless you. Amen. So now we're going to get into that wonderful segment, The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
Hey, Sister Jen, I'm blessed and thankful. It's always a pleasure to be here, especially a very thankful weekend. We're just here and thanking the Lord for all that the Lord is in our life and what He continues to do in our lives. But first, I want to acknowledge who honor is due to. Sir Bishop, thank you for being a vessel that's bringing the word to us with might and power straight from the throne room. Every time we're here, every Saturday, as you tune in with us, we know we are blessed. As we hear the word is coming, it's giving us life in abundance. And so we just thank God for you, and we ask that the Lord continue to give you more unction over your head. And so we will benefit from you being a vessel through His grace to us. So we want to go straight into today. You spoke a lot of things into us. I mean, I am so blessed in understanding these practical things of revelations in the Word of God so that we'll be able to apply it in life. I mean, you spoke things that I'm just thankful for you, sir. Let me just say that. But let me go straight to a question that as you were speaking, you know, you spoke about joy. And in the kingdom of God, you say you draw from the well of salvation with joy. And joy, it's a thing that it's an attitude. You know, you must wear it. You carry it along. And sometimes the enemy attacks it. And he attacks it either through offense, through malice. It brings certain things to you to take your joy away. And as kingdom-minded folks, we as even believers, the elect, we have to be conscious that the enemy comes to see that he attacks these very things that are your enabling things to get
your salvation. So things like joy, as you explained, it get attacked by somebody you don't even know the enemy might be using to just attack you. You know, here's my question. And the practical way is because we want the moment of change to be a place where we want to be able to see these things and change what I can do differently and get things to work for me and reign in this kingdom as I leave. So when I have a situation where somebody is doing something to attack the joy that God has given me. God has already given me His word. The joy is in His word. The strength is in the Lord. But the enemy attacks that. What are the things that we as believers should be conscious of doing to maintain joy in your life? Because if it's attacked, you must be able to get it back. Because without it, you're heading for depression. And if you're depressed, then you are oppressed, like you said. So give us some practical understandings. Like, how do you maintain the joy? Because it is needed.
Okay, now, thank you, Brother Christian. Now, the first thing you must know is God is for you.
Amen.
Now, if that is not settled in your spirit, now, everything that they do to you moves you. Now, if you know God is for you, you trust Him for His justice. Now, when people wrong you, you won't want to go and do it yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Because the reason you are not forgiven, the reason you go into bitterness, is because you store these things inside of you, looking for an opportunity to do your own thing back. Now, when you know that He said, "Vengeance is mine, and I will revenge," then you trust Him that He will not lie based upon what He said. Then you allow Him to take care of it. See what Jesus, I mean, Apostle Peter said. He said, casting all. So now, if I can cast all my care on Him, for I know He cares for me, when things like that happen, I know your flesh will react.
That's right.
But you are not working in the flesh. Amen. You are working in the spirit. So when it comes like that, why don't you just spend some time just worship Him?
That's it.
Just worship Him. Give Him thanks. Thank Him. Because, and you see, many times religious people make things, this thing look so difficult. Now, you can, I swear, tell God, "God, this thing hurt me so bad. I need some help. I don't want this thing to come into my mind anymore. Holy Spirit, help me. I forgive. That's my desire. My flesh is coming in, but I forgive." And I said, "Jesus, take over." And I worship You because I know your grace is sufficient for me. You even know when the Holy Ghost takes charge of that and lifts it up your heart.
That's powerful. That is powerful. Sir, I just want to thank you for that nugget, because it's very important. One other thing that was really striking my mind as you were speaking is you said the words that come out of your mouth is very important.
Yeah.
You know, what you say. Because Jesus said, you know, it's not what goes in that defies you, it's what comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, help me understand how to maintain the right words all the time.
You can't.
Because it's important.
I know where you're going, Christian.
Yes, sir.
You cannot, I mean, have right word if you don't read God's word.
That's right.
See,
amen.
You will be saying the word. So Apostle Aristotle said the word according to Plato. And you will be surprised that those people don't even know what you are going through right now.
That's right.
Because
that's
only God and His Spirit knows what is going to happen in 2018.
That's right.
So the word of God is the answer to every question. Amen. Not Aristotle.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Clarence, you want to come in here?
Oh, yeah.
Because I see you.
Oh, wow. This has been awesome this evening. I know you said from the beginning the table has been set.
It's been set, man.
The table has been set, and you've been saying some awesome words about, you know, you talked about the gospel of salvation.
Yes.
And then you talked about the gospel of the
kingdom. Of the kingdom, yeah.
I want to talk about the gospel of salvation first. I knew what the gospel of salvation was, okay? I knew salvation.
Yeah.
Most all people know salvation.
That's it.
Even the unsaved people know salvation.
That's
but
it.
Then, you know, as I've been a member of this congregation here, you taught us about the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what's been
yes.
so profound in my life
yes.
is the gospel of the kingdom. You taught these principles. There are so many different principles in the gospel of the kingdom of
yeah.
God. And what I want to draw from this is we're listening to what you're teaching us, and these people that are listening tonight to know exactly the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. We here, we all know what it means, but it's been so much said about it. Please enlighten some of us more.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Do you know that a lot of people receive Jesus Christ as their Savior?
Exactly.
And only few receive Jesus Christ as their healer.
Mm, that's right.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. That's right. Only few receive Jesus Christ as their provider.
Yeah.
Now, the job is the provider, but Jesus is the Savior.
Amen. Mm.
So they don't know, okay, now that I'm saved, how do I get healed?
The rest of the stuff.
Now that I'm saved, how do I get my bills paid by not depending on the world system?
Mm.
I'm not saying that when you are saved, don't work, but let me tell you, there is no way your paycheck can be able to handle all your needs.
Amen.
Now, God has a way of providing for his children when they follow the kingdom principles. Now, look at this. That is, when the hurricane was coming the other time, there is no scientist that can put anything on the internet to stop that thing when it was coming. In fact, you will carry your laptop around. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But we saw when Jesus Christ was there, there was a storm.
Amen.
And he just woke up and he said, peace be still. How do I handle storm when it comes?
Amen.
That is all what Jesus Christ taught us.
You gotta speak to it.
You have to speak to it.
Amen.
You don't keep quiet and just say, well, I know what will happen, will happen.
Yeah.
Now, after my best, you've not tried your best when the enemy already slapped
right.
you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
I appreciate that word.
This has been a blessing today, you know, an enlightenment, and we thank you for being a vessel in the hand of the Lord.
Thank you.
Sister Jan, I just bring you back in here. So
all right. That was your moment of change, and we'll continue with that next week. But right now, it's time to get into what I like to call my favorite segment of the broadcast.
Mm.
That's when we get an opportunity to just brag on the goodness of God in the lives of his people. Mm. And tonight, Bishop, we have an awesome testimony. Now, this testimony was done in the church. You'll remember when I get started on it. And this brother testified. He wanted to just thank God for grace and mercy and thank God for being alive.
Mm.
Now, he told us that when he came to the U.S., when he first came to the U.S. a few years ago, the federal government took his pilot license.
Wow.
You know, he's a pilot.
Yes.
The federal government took his pilot license. Now, he's thankful for a lot of things because they not only did they take his pilot license, but some of his fellow pilots have died off.
Mm.
But God preserved his life. He's still here.
Mm.
And he's still here long enough to see that the government now has granted him back his pilot license.
Wow,
my goodness, Bishop.
That's an awesome testimony.
Can you imagine what happens when you're a pilot, but your license has been taken by the, not just taken by the authorities, but by the federal government.
Yeah. Yes, that is standing on the word, not minding what is going on around you. I remember when we met, I saw this guy and I said, don't worry, this is going to be restored. And now when he was saying it, I just saw God just brought everything to pass.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what I've been taking away from you. It may not be by the government. It may be maybe the enemy took your health, your family, your joy, your job, whatsoever.
Amen.
By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, I command total restoration now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's just awesome.
That is an awesome testimony.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway.
Mm.
Now, we're inviting you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m. and the second service is 10 a.m. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is Uncommon Success.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about tomorrow's service in this Uncommon Success.
Oh, come on. Now, I know that you are hearing me. You want to be successful.
Amen.
I've never met somebody that said, I've been praying all my life to fail. No. Now, but the Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh even our faith. And who is he that overcometh the world and he that believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Right.
Now, tomorrow, by the grace of God, I'm going to open your eyes to connect to the treasures of God's plan for your life via the Word of God. Amen. Now, you've been reading the scripture, you've been praying, but you've not been able to lay hold on what belongs to you.
Amen.
Now, success is God's mind. Amen. Success is God's plan. But there must be a choice on your part. He said, behold, I lay before you this day life and death, blessing and curses. He said, but choose life. Tomorrow, we're going to choose our life.
Amen.
We're going to choose our breakthrough. We're going to choose our promotion.
Amen.
And I can't wait to see the anointing of God coming over your life.
Woo.
And delivering it into your hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's the service of uncommon success.
Yes.
And that's happening tomorrow morning,
Amen.
8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We will pick you up. Give us a call. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. 8210. Now it's time to open the phone lines. We're going to open up the line so that you can give us a call here live in the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's standing by ready to pray with you. If you have a question, if you've heard something in the message or something in the moment of change that stirred something in your spirit, give us a call here live in the studio. The phone lines are now open. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. He'll be happy to answer any question you may have. Just call us right now, 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, we got a text that came in from last week's broadcast where you prayed for... It was Brother Carl called in from the Jesus Bus.
Wow.
And you prayed for him. He called in for prayer about his back. And he sent us a text saying, thank you so much, Bishop, for praying for me. My pain went away shortly after he prayed.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
That's an awesome testimony from Brother
Jesus name.
DJ Amen. Carl from the Jesus Bus.
Amen.
Now, we're going to go over to the phone lines, and we're going to see we have a call in. And this is Brother Jason. Brother Jason, you're on the line.
Wow.
How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, good evening. I'm calling, I'm asking for prayer for a house for my family and myself, and also to get my children back to me. I've been displaced for them for some time now, and the sharing situation isn't working. I absolutely love all of my children, and I would like to have my time with them and my presence in their lives.
Okay, you see, we serve a God of restoration and a God of joy, and I believe that that is what God wants you to have. We're going to agree. Bible says, whatsoever two of us shall agree as touching anything, he says, shall be done on my Father who is in heaven. Father, we stand in agreement with your Son, Lord Jesus, for the accommodation that he desires and for the restoration of his children. We decree right now that is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We release the mighty hand of God's favor upon you, and we decree right now, take it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, by this time next week, you will share your testimony.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Jason. God bless you. Okay, Bishop, we're going to stay with the phone lines, but before we take the next call, I just want to give that number again. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. So, Bishop, we have Brother Jackson on the line. Brother Jackson, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I just need prayer for my finances and just prayer for my mind, just battling with some things in my head, and I just need just prayer for those two things.
Okay. Now, you are made in the image and the likeness of God, and your mind must be the mind of Christ. So, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to ask Jesus to return, to restore everything that the enemy has stolen from you. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, I decree right now, total restoration of the mind, total restoration of joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, everything that the enemy has taken away from this child of God, I decree right now, be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, because I know this is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Brother Jackson. God bless you. So, Bishop, I'm going to stay with the phone lines. We have another caller on the line, and this is Brother Anthony. Brother Anthony, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Oh, I'm just thankful that I was able to tune in on the radio, and I was encouraged by the Bishop.
Thank you.
And I just want prayer that I can find a church home. I'm living in the Arlington area, so your church is not far from me.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Traveling back and forth different churches for too long. Mm. I need to stay in front of a church family. I just want to pray that I can get to your church in Arlington and just see if the Lord have me placed there.
Praise the Lord. If we welcome you with all our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, when you come, just ask for me. Yeah. And I'll be glad to talk with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the blessing of God will rest upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree doors of God's favor, doors of opportunity is open to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never lack anything good in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I will be so happy to receive you tomorrow. The service is 8 a.m. or 10 a.m.
That's right, Bishop. Yeah. And Brother Anthony, we thank you so much. We would like to see you. 7171 Arlington Expressway. We have two services. One is 8 a.m. The second one is 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, we'll still come and get you. Give us a call. Yeah. But thank you so much. God bless you. Okay. So, Bishop, I'm going to give the number out again to the studio for you to call in live. We are here. Dr. Abiola Idowu is standing by, ready to pray with you. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. So we have Sister Shirley on the line. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Could you just pray for my son? He's over in Jalcor. In Memphis, and I just don't want him to get off track with serving the Lord. And I know the enemy is coming against him because he's ministering to those that are there, and he's just uplifting the kingdom, and now just the enemy's just coming at him. So I understand what it is. Just pray and touch and agree with me that God will express in him, and he will continue to press on.
Okay, we're going to agree with you. The Lord will preserve your son, because the scripture is so clear about it. He said he will save you and the people of your household. Amen. The Bible says, in righteousness shall thou be established. Great shall be the peace of their children. They shall be far from oppression, for it shall never come near them. We stand by that scripture, and I decree the peace of God, the mighty hand of God will protect you and your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, hear me. Take off your hand from these destinies. In the name of Jesus, I decree now, be restored in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Seminar. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call is 904-296-2251. 2251. Give us a call and Bishop will be happy to pray with you. We're going back to the phone lines, Bishop. We have Sister Mary on the line. Sister Mary, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
How you doing? I just would like for you to give me prayer and my schooling and my knowledge and my understanding in school.
Yeah. You see, I'm always very excited when I hear this, because the Bible says God has given you the kind of a wisdom that is more than your teachers. Amen. And I'm going to pray for you right now, and the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God will rest upon you. Father Lord, I thank you because of your daughter. I'm asking, oh God, for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, ability that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or imagine, that the spirit of excellence will rest upon your daughter right now, that she will be the head and not the tail, above and not under, in the name of God. Take it now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. God bless you. Now, we're still live in the studio. The phone lines are still open. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. That number into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop, we have DJ Carl on the line.
Oh.
DJ Carl, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. We had an awesome time today, man.
Oh, my
church, man.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. But I'm not going to hold up the time with that. I'll talk to you during the week. I have my son Jonathan here. He wants to speak to you in regards to prayer.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling for prayer for healing for my kidney.
Okay. Let me let you see this one. Every manufacturer that I've ever heard of in my life has spare parts. Do you know that? If you go to Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, whatever, they will have a spare part to replace whatever happened to the car. Now, God has a spare part for every part in our bodies.
Amen.
I'm going to agree with you and ask the Lord to replace it right now.
Amen.
Please, I'd like you to release your faith. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I decree right now, kidney, be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord, by faith, by the blood of the Lamb, I request and I demand for a brand new kidney. Yes, a brand new kidney right now to be replaced. Rupa Shakata, I decree, be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for doing this, oh God. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Bishop, we're going to give the number out again, the number to call into the studio. We still have a few minutes.
Yeah.
That number is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call at area code 904-296-2251. We're going to go back to the phone lines again. We have Sister Georgia on the line. Sister Georgia, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I would like the prayer of agreement. I know the word of God said when if I catch the enemy with his hands on my stuff, he has to give it back.
Amen.
And I want the prayer of agreement in that area. And also for him to bring me into the company of the people that I need to meet that's going to be critical for my success. I have a lot of legalities, paperwork that I'm dealing with, and it's far more advanced than myself. But he said that lacking wisdom to seek it. And that's what I'm needing right now. I'm needing wisdom because I have hit the glass roof ceiling, so to speak, where my understanding and my education, it foresees what I'm this situation is foreseeing what I have. And I don't know no other way but through God.
Okay.
He said, well, you don't know what to do to stand still. And so I'm standing still, and I'm asking for a prayer of agreement that God will bring me into the company of the people that I need to meet for
okay.
these legal matters that I'm dealing with property, through a divorce, with my paperwork, doing disability, and just to name a few.
Okay. Now, I want you to hear this clearly. I had the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, don't worry about it. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will bring water out of the desert. You don't have to worry. He said, cast him off. Now, we're going to cast it on him, and there's going to be a way. Father, Lord Jesus, I stand by the authority of your word for your daughter tonight. And I'm asking, oh God, that you will make a way according to your word. Lord Jesus, every legal matter come before a judge. But we have the one that sits upon the throne that judges everything. And we ask, oh God, for your favor to the glory of your name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Georgia. God bless you. Bishop, I'm going to try to get this other call in. We have a caller on the line. It's Sister Annette. Sister Annette, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm calling in prayer for my family and our finances.
Okay. Now, we're going to just agree. God is going to give you desire of your heart. Father, Lord Jesus, the Bible says, if ye are Abraham's seed... If you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heir according to his promise.
by the authority in the covenant that God has made with us through our Lord Jesus Christ, be blessed now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beyond your human understanding, the Lord will supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. Thank you for doing this, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Annette. God bless you. Well, Bishop, I can't stay with the phone lines any longer. Our time is about up. We've got to get out of here. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu. Now, we'll be back again next Saturday at 7 p.m. from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in. If you didn't get through tonight, call us back next week. We will get you through so Bishop can pray with you. Don't forget to come out tomorrow to our services at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The theme is Uncommon Success. Come out 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to see you there. Until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.